Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Yud Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, at the first Mishnah, that's Halacha Vav. Beishamay Oymim Ein Neisnim Unashel Shepishtan Lasei Chatano, Ele Kedei Sheyavhilu Mimod Yoyim, Ele Sasema Leyeve, Ele Kedei Sheyiklait Esayin. The Mishnah says, Beishamay prohibits putting bundles of combed flax in an oven, unless it will get warm before Shabbos, or wool in a pot of dye, unless it will absorb the color before Shabbos. The Beisil, Matirin, Beisil permitted. The Gemara says, Mau mithani, what does it help if it absorbs the color before Shabbos, if it's not fully dyed? Amavi Avol, Kogoyin Elaine, Kurai, Delay, Makpidim. We have well answered, we're discussing villagers who are not adamant if it's not fully dyed. Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, said that it's permitted only if the pot is removed from the fire. If it is fixed, meaning it's placed on the fire, it's forbidden because he fears lest the water boil off and the dye burn, and he'll add water, and the water will get cooked. Rabbi Shmuel, b'shem Rabbi Avol, Beithilol, Yalfan, Melechis Heta, Melechis Issa, Lo Asakim Meshabbos, Shema Eina Asa, Vadekavasar, Asakim Mewajoyim Mota. Shmuel, quoting Avol, said that Beithilol learned permitted Melacha from forbidden Melacha. If he did so, means he began Melacha on Shabbos, is it not forbidden, means he is liable even if it finishes after Shabbos. Correspondingly, if he did so, means he began Melacha before Shabbos, during the day, it's permitted even if it will finish on Shabbos. We come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Zayin. Beishamay Oymim Eim Polsin, Mitzudu Yitchaya, Ve'oifois, Ve'dogim, Elekadei Shetzudu, Ve'dim. Beishamay say it's prohibited to set up traps for animals, birds, or fish unless they will be caught sometime during the day. Ve'veisil, Matirin Beisil, permitted. The Gemara says, Me, my dear. Now the Mishnah in Beitza says that if an animal was found in a trap on Yom Tov, it's permitted on Yom Tov only if it was trapped before Yom Tov, or who will tell us when it was caught? In this calculum of Muhammad Suda, the boy should not do mibad yom. In this calculum of Suda, the boy should not do mibad yom. If the trap was moved and dislocated during the day, then surely it was trapped during the day. If the trap was not dislocated, then surely it was not trapped during the day. But I feel in this calculum of Suda, Chashloima, the Gemara asked, even if the trap was dislocated during the day, we should be concerned if it happened by itself or by another animal and that was not trapped, and what's there now was not trapped during the day. Rabbi Babun answered that the case is that he set the trap in a forest full of animals, and we can assume that something was caught before dark. Moving a support that it taught also fish. Now, wasn't the fish trap put in a place where fish are found? Here the trap for animals and birds is in a place where animals and birds are found. Let's just say now, let's get the next few words. Savin Mema Mutarin Lemacha. Mchizki Rabbi Uziel Dore de Rabbi Chunya. The base, she say, Chavon, Mutarim, Mamesh, Savin, Meima, Tzika, Tetiroi. In the Mishnah in Beitza, the Gamliel permits fish that a Gentile brought to a Yisrael on Yom Tov. We thought to say that one may move them today and eating them tomorrow is permitted. Chizkiah and Uziel, Beidu Chunya of Beis Chavon, said they are truly permitted to eat even today. They held that Chachomim permitted a Safik, perhaps they were caught on Yom Tov. Rechananya, Rabbi Yonason, Treyoin Amrin, Safek Kochin Asa. And Rabbi Chananya and Rabbi Yonason said that a Safek of Mukhan, which is whether or not something was prepared before for Shabbos or Yom Tov, is prohibited. Rabbi Yochan Omar Safek Kochin Muta, whereas Rabbi Yochan says that a Safek of Mukhan is permitted. Rabbi Chia, Ruba, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chadama, Akum Sah Kochin, Rechana Amma, Ina Akum Sah Kochin. Liadinan, Mana Mador, Mana Mador. Okay, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe disagreed. One said that something bought via a Gentile needs achana, means preparation before Shabbos or Yom Tov, and the other said that a Gentile does not need achana, We do not know who said this and who said that. Well, there was a case that occurred in which Rav was late to come in front of Rav Chiya Rabbah on Shabbos Ayontif, and Rav Chiya said to him, "Where were you?" And he said that the cow ran past, and he was eating figs from it. And this shows that Rav Chiya said that a Gentile does not need hachana, and he didn't rebuke, because he didn't rebuke Rav for eating them. Chad Talmud min shetei derebi simoi azol dan tiriyus va'isenle du'amaskina va'ochal. One Talmud of Simai went to Antiochus, and on Yom Tov, Gentiles brought him fruits, and he ate. Had Talmud min that Rishon ben Levi azal letaman va'isilei demaskina v'le'achal va'asa v'ama koimei rabbi. One Talmud and Rishon ben Levi went there, and they brought to him fruits, and he didn't eat. He came and said in front of his rabbi, "Amalei du noyeg kashir se du b'simai omar ein ha'akum sarachachin." So Rav Shimon Levi said that the other Talmud did like his Rebbe Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon said that a Gentile does not need hachana. Rav Yavor b'shem Rav Shimon Levi, "Dim donyos shebekerem hari elu asuris." Rav Yavor, quoting Rav Shimon Levi, said that dim donyos, which is grapes that dry up and fall off the vine in the vineyard, are forbidden on Yom Tov. Perhaps they fell off today. This is brought to suggest that the Talmud earlier of Rav Shimon Levi was Rav Yavor. Rav Huna b'shem Rav, "Shatzim sheba kafim hari elu mutarim." Rav Huna, quoting Rav, said that dates that fell onto thorns and leaves of a date tree, they are permitted because they normally stay there a long time, presumably they fell off before Yom Tov or before Shabbos. We come now to the next Mishnah of Halacha Ches. "V'shamei oimim ein moichim la'akum v'leitoinim imoi v'lemagbim alov v'lekedei sheyagia l'mokim korov." Ishamai say that it's forbidden to sell to a Gentile or help him load a donkey or himself unless he can reach a close place before Shabbos. Vithil, Maturin, Vithil permitted. The Gemara says, "Ezu Mokim Korov," what's considered a close place? Ebe Kei Dama Shmuel, Kogoin Min Chutra, the Nahador of Hachakain. The answer is, it's like Shmuel said, means from Chutra to Nahador, and the same applies here. If the Baimimah ad shu magia le beisoi, the second answer is that it's so that he can reach his house. If the Baimimah ad shu magia le iroi, and another explanation is it's so that he can reach his city. Rikiva ime kadesh yetsim mokoyim ha-pesach v'kadesh al-vayim. Rikiva says he must be able to leave the opening of the Yisrael's house before Shabbos comes. Amr v'yuchan zudi v'rabiyasi v'rikiva v'al achriya al divay v'yisil. Rav Yochanan said that our Mishnah says that Beis Hillel always permits. These are Rav Yossi's words. Rav Akiva comes to give his opinion about Beis Hillel's opinion. "Ein nosnim la'akum al manas latzeis, nosal v'yatza ein ad zokogla." We don't give a Gentile in order for him to be able to take out on Shabbos. If he took out, the Yisrael is not responsible. "Ein nosnim la'kelev al manas latzeis, nosal v'yatza ein ad zokogla." We don't give food to a dog on condition that it take it out on Shabbos, but if it took it out, he is not responsible for it.